So-called historical mystery writer Eric Larson is coming to the University of Wyoming this month. UW Libraries will host Larson April 20th at 1:30 in the College of Education Auditorium. And then again that evening, UW Libraries will host a dinner with Larson. Larson's current book is called Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania. It's a thrilling book about the sinking of a ship that many believe helped get the United States into World War I. His style is to provide intimate details and facts that few have ever heard, and then weave them into a compelling story. Larson tells me that it requires a lot of research.
Well, the whole process really takes about 4 years, from beginning to end. That is to say, that once I get the book proposal, once a publisher buys my book idea to the point where I have the book turned in. And during that period, I spent probably about 2 years of full-time research and then 2 years of writing, and there's some overlap in between. The research, though, I have to say, really doesn't ever end. It just starts to taper off. In the case of this book, Dead Wake, about the Lusitania, it was more of a question that began occurring to me, which is, what would it have been like to have been aboard the Lusitania during that voyage and also during the attack by the submarine? What would that have been like? And then how do I capture a sense of that and convey that to readers?
You obviously had so many journals and papers and information that you got. Was that a difficult process, tracking that all down?
All my books pose a certain research challenge. You start locally, you start reading things that have already been done and whatnot, and then for Dead Wake, I traveled to various far-flung archives, and that was where the really fun stuff was. And there it's a question of, just frankly putting in the time and leaving yourself open to documents and so forth that could be useful.
It seems like you came across so much.
Oh, there's tons of material. There's almost too much in the case of the Lusitania. And actually, it's another thing that drew me to want to do the story was when I realized that there was such a deep reservoir of archival materials that I could do something, I could write this in a way that nobody else had done about the Lusitania, and that is, really capture a sense of real life suspense. Put on my Alfred Hitchcock hat and really make this kind of a real life maritime thriller. And that's because, again, the material is so fine grained and so compelling. When you have intercepted wireless messages, and you've got passenger accounts and these two very interesting vessels converging on each other, the submarine and the Lusitania. I mean, it was just really a wealth of material.
Eric Larson talking with us. He's the famous author, and we're talking with him because he'll be coming to the University of Wyoming here on April 20th. I find myself, as I'm reading this book, almost yelling, turn around, or why the heck are they moving forward? Why isn't anybody giving this captain more information? I mean, did you do the same sort of thing as you were researching this?
I did not do the same kind of thing, but I knew that readers would. I was startled that information that was known had not been conveyed to Captain Turner, but at the same time, I also recognized that was going to help the story, so amen.
Glad they did that. When you look at that particular case, it just seems like there were so many missteps, and then you have just the perfect situation where they just both run into each other.
That's one of the things that I found so interesting was that so much was known, first of all, about the path of the submarine, and so much was known also about the Lusitania. But also that there were so many other forces involved in bringing the ship and the submarine together in the Irish Sea that were just pure chance. Right down to the fact that when the submarine commander fired his torpedo at the ship, he had actually made a significant error in calculating the ship's speed. So the torpedo did not hit where he had intended it to hit. So even down to that, there were just a series of errors and chance occurrences and the convergence of odd forces that just happened to combine.
Everything I learned about the Lusitania up until now was in high school, and then you've forgotten most of it. What, I guess, was a couple of facts or something that maybe surprised you that you didn't know before?
Well, the thing that the main thing that surprised me, I mean, I wasn't aware of any of the details, so all of those surprised me. I mean, like for example, the fact that as the ship was sinking, one fully loaded lifeboat fell on top of another fully loaded lifeboat. That was like, what?
Yeah.
But also, I guess one of the really important things, though, that I discovered for me was a discovery early on, was that like everybody else in America who took a high school history course, we all sort of, I think, internalized the idea that Lusitania was sunk, and that's what got us into World War One, like as though it were the World War One equivalent of Pearl Harbor. Well, what I learned early on is that it was not. I would ask friends who knew about the Lusitania. I'd ask them, or actually, who knew what I was working on. I would ask them, how long do you think it took between the time the ship was sunk and America got into World War One? And I kept track, and the estimates ranged from anywhere from 2 days to 2 months. Well, in fact, it took 2 full years for America to get into the war. And by the time we did, when Wilson asked Congress for a declaration of war, he never once mentioned the Lusitania, because too many other things had happened in between.
Well, if you can't tell, I love the book, Dead Wake, The Last Crossing of the Lusitania by Eric Larson. Mr. Larson will be speaking here at the University of Wyoming on April 20th at 1:30 in the University of Wyoming College of Education Auditorium. His presentation will be free and open to the public, and he'll also sign books following his talk. Are you going to be enlightening us on your style of writing?
I'll be talking about how I like to do history through the lens of this book. Yeah, and it's not going to be a dour, dark, boring, lugubrious thing.
Well, I'll look forward to it, Mr. Larson. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.